Melbourne's Catholic Archbishop Dennis Hart says he'd rather go to jail than tell police about information he'd received at confession, even if it was about the sexual abuse of a child. Archbishop Hart was responding to the Royal Commission's recommendation that clergy be subject to criminal charges if they don't break the seal of the confessional in such cases. Samantha Donovan has more.
The Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne, Dennis Hart, says he'll defy the law if priests are required to break the seal of the confessional to report institutional child sex abuse.
I believe that this is an absolutely sacrosanct communication of a higher order, which priests by nature respect. They don't ever want to do anything that would hurt children, but it's because of the nature of that encounter, they are bound by what the church sees as that encounter.
As the president of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Hart is a leader of the nation's Catholic clergy. He says priests still have responsibilities, even if they can't reveal what's been said at confession.
It's not just automatic. You know, someone tells something and you absolve them. You've got to be sure that the person is truly repentant. And certainly, if I were ever involved in a situation like that, which I never have been, I would be insisting with the person that they do something about it. In other words, to show that you're truly sorry means you have to make restitution. And I think that's a highly significant fact. And I see the difficulty, I'm anxious about the difficulty, but I have to respect what I know I am and what I know my relationship and a priest's relationship with God and with people is. The problem, as far as we're concerned, of course, is that if the inviolability, that the sacredness of confession is taken away, then people will be denied that the use of it because they won't be able to trust that what they say to God is totally respected.
Archbishop Hart emphasised that outside the confessional he has the same obligations as any other mandatory reporter. He told ABC Melbourne's Raf Epstein that leaving confessions confidential has benefits for offender and victim.
Perhaps the only opportunity where a person who's offended or a child who's been hurt can have the opportunity for broader advice and then outside the confessional for appropriate action to be taken.
It hasn't worked that way in the past, though, has it?
My impression is that sometimes these offenders are so deluded about what they've done that in some isolated instances it's been reported to the Royal Commission that that hasn't happened. Now that there's a much greater awareness, I think it's highly unlikely that anything like that would ever happen. So it's a difficult case, and I'm totally committed to taking appropriate action, but I would try and get it out of the confessional so that we could make sure that that never happened again.
At the commission hearings in February, the nation's archbishops couldn't agree on whether they can report sexual abuse revealed at confession by the child victim. Some thought the fact the child isn't confessing a sin meant the information probably didn't need to stay secret. Archbishop Hart told the commission at the time he still wouldn't report the abuse to the police, and he reiterated that position this morning.
No, anything in the confessional is sacrosanct. But what I would do in that situation is to say, look, perhaps you could go and talk to your teacher, or perhaps you could go and talk to someone you trusted, or can we talk about this outside so that then we get it outside of that relationship and something can be done. I'd be totally committed to that.
The confusion in the Catholic priesthood on this point has been made clear again this morning. On RN Breakfast, Jesuit priest Frank Brennan put a view contrary to that of Archbishop Hart.
Little Sally, who confesses to stealing the jelly beans, but then saying that Daddy interfered with her. And as I pointed out, and I think quite rightly to the Royal Commission, any declaration by Sally that Daddy interfered with her is not covered by the seal of the confessional, and I would be as obliged to reveal that to authorities as would you.
Archbishop Hart says confession is a fundamental part of the freedom of religion. Although he doesn't agree with the Royal Commission's recommendation either, Father Frank Brennan doesn't see it as an attack on religious freedom.
What I see it as is a very well-intentioned attempt by a Royal Commission, which I don't think has much of an understanding of how confession actually works in practice in the Catholic Church. Let's remember, very few Catholics frequent the sacrament of confession nowadays, and all I'm saying is that take away the seal and you will take away the one slim possibility there may be that someone may present and confess.
RN's Norman Swan asked Father Brennan how he'd handle a man's confession that he'd sexually abused a child.
What I would do is I would say that I cannot give you absolution for your sins unless you show a firm purpose of amendment. And given what you and I now know about child sexual abuse, I think it is imperative that you present yourself to the authorities and that you put yourself in, because there is no guarantee that you will not reoffend. And unless you're prepared to do that, I will deny you absolution.
Well, that's pretty weak, isn't it? What happens if he doesn't present himself to the authorities?
Well, as I've said to you, the way confession works in practice, such an individual will have presented himself behind the grill. I will not know who he is, and I'll have no way of ascertaining who he is. The Royal Commission has said this is one of its key recommendations. I'm simply saying I don't think this will make one iota of difference, but if it were to make any difference, I'm saying it would make children more vulnerable and not less.
That's Catholic priest Frank Brennan, ending that report from Samantha Donovan.